Jury selection began today in the sentencing retrial of federal defendant Gary Lee Sampson. Sampson already pleaded guilty to committing two carjackings that resulted in the murders of two men. That was in 2001. WBUR's David Boeri reports from the federal courthouse in Boston.
This is an unusual case, Judge Leo Sorokin told nearly 300 prospective jurors called to federal court today. Unusual because the jury will not be deciding guilt or innocence. And unusual because the judge will not be choosing the sentence, the jury will. Jurors can only decide between imposing the death penalty or life in prison without the chance of parole. What the judge did not tell prospective jurors was that the sentencing trial was unusual for still another reason. Years after a previous jury sentenced Sampson to death in 2003, the trial judge overturned the verdict. He had discovered that one of the jurors had lied on her juror questionnaire and thus committed misconduct. Careful to avoid telling these prospective jurors that a previous jury had imposed the death penalty, the judge in this case, Leo Sorokin, told them this. There have been a number of proceedings in this case, and now we are ready for the sentencing trial. In three separate hearings, the judge swore in each panel of prospective jurors and introduced the defendant. Much older, grayer, heavier, and balder, Gary Lee Sampson wore a goatee and black framed glasses and appeared without the menacing glower captured by photographs in his initial state court appearances following his arrest 15 years ago. Another panel of 300 people have been called to court tomorrow. Individual questioning of jurors is scheduled to begin next Wednesday. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm David Boeri.